You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and today is April 15th, 2026, and that means it's my birthday. That's right. I am a tax day baby. The only thing my dad ever cared about having me was the tax benefits. So, I turned 48 today, and it's kind of hard to believe that that is true, but here I am. And the long-time readers and followers of the website since the Tumblr days back in 2015 have been around with me now for, you know, almost 12 years. And I thank all those people and everybody around the world who's paying attention to the website, following it, listening to this podcast, etc. So, so it's been a long kind of wild ride in my life overall, but especially the last 8 years or so have been pretty tumultuous. But I'm thankful that I'm here. Of course, I almost did die in 2018 of throat cancer, and it was right around this time. It was like the 25th of April in 2018 when I found out I had throat cancer, and I had a couple weeks to live, and I survived, obviously, but it changed my life, really. It changed my perspective on everything, and I'm just grateful to be here, and I'm grateful to all my longtime followers, all the new ones that come along, all the people around the world who are, they don't have access to hierarchical truth except through me, essentially, and this website. So I just am grateful for all of you guys being along for the ride. I had a really, my birthday was not, I've worked all day. I've been consumed by this new company that I've started, which is really starting to blow up quite a bit. So I don't know what's going to happen with me actually going forward, but we'll find out. I had probably the best birthday gift that I could have ever wanted in my life, which was, many of you know about Baby Boy, the Syrian kid that I met when he was 18 years old online on this website. He reached out to me on the website, and we struck up a friendship. And then 6 months later, I found out he was in Syria, and he was going to die there for being gay and or being dragged into the war, one of those two things. And so I rescued him from Syria, and we had a we had a really rough couple of years where I was hiding him in Malaysia illegally. His life was constantly in danger in Malaysia. During that time, while I was in Malaysia, I found out about throat cancer, and I almost died. Had I died, he would have died in Malaysia because I was paying for everything. So I survived. He survived. I got him to Australia, where he's been living ever since. And this past weekend, we talk every day, but he's been hiding this from me. He got his passport in Australia, and he's now officially an Australian citizen. And I am over the moon about it. I'm practically his dad. It's not official yet, but I love him just like he is my own flesh and blood, and I would do anything for him. And we talked for a long time on video chat, and it's the first time I've gotten to see him since I returned from prison. And he's so beautiful to me. And I'm just so proud of him. He's about to graduate with an IT degree, and he's doing very, very well. He's just astounding to me. He's hilarious. He's warm, loving, super intelligent, and I just love him to death. And so I'm a proud papa, and he made me a proud papa, and it's the best gift I could have ever gotten. And so I'm just been really joyful. And so anyway, let's get to the site. So definitely join the Discord. We've gotten a couple of really great alphas that are teachers on the Discord. And so I think faggots would really do well to join, to get to meet them. A couple of God alphas, actually. So I definitely encourage everyone to join the Discord. The link is on the website and whatnot. So I would definitely encourage that. My followers on X probably have realized the tragic news about my 5 X accounts that were on that site devoted to this website and the promotion of alphas particularly. X destroyed all of them, including my big one, which is it was approaching 40K. My second or third big account that I've lost there. I've been canceled more than probably anybody else, okay? Like, I've been canceled a lot on multiple platforms. Twitter, X, Tumblr, Instagram, you know, the whole nine yards. So it doesn't really bother me that much, other than this time X seemed to be very stubborn about letting me back in. So I have created a new X channel. Shh, don't tell Elon. And so I'll be rebuilding the dike, so to speak. And so we'll see what happens there. But X has been a pretty successful platform for me in terms of helping people find the truth and teaching the truth. I have lots of alphas that send their fags to my X account, or X accounts, to train them, which is kind of an interesting privilege that I get, I guess. But anyway, so we'll try that again. I'm not ready to release the information about this new account yet. I'm still building it, so we'll see what happens. I guess what I wanted to talk about today has something to do with alphas that I've found is kind of interesting. Recently, I've had a couple of stories on the website, questions from readers and also a story, about alphas who have submitted their fathers, like dominated their fathers and like bred their fathers or used them as their faggot. And I just met another one earlier today on the Discord. And I've covered a couple of them in the past. Some of you might remember some of them. And I kind of wanted to get into this a little bit because a lot of people find that topic to be disturbing. And frankly, I do too a little bit. Okay. I'm not rattled by very much. But when you see a young alpha overtaking an older male who is family, you know, it's kind of shocking, honestly, but it really speaks to what alphahood really is, which is, it's a power play. Alphahood is a power play where one man is more dominant than the other. And, obviously, but the point is that I think the best proof of alphahood are these examples of these alphas, young alphas, like this one alpha I met today, 18 years old. He's already submitted his father and his brother. The fact that they're doing these things, where a father would submit to his son that way and be humiliated and used that way, really speaks to how hierarchy and how alphahood in particular, hierarchy in general, transcend all of our preconceptions or notions about like proper human roles, okay? And when I think about that, like, it speaks back to something that I've always said about alphas, and particularly very powerful alphas, which is we should not constrain them to a paradigm of straight, bi, or gay. Because alphas are really powerful alphas are way beyond that, okay? They don't exist in they're not put in boxes. There's no way to constrain them that way. They simply don't conform to the regular males that are stuck in the matrix, so to speak. Alphas who are self-actualized and realize what they are and embrace it, they're above that. You know, they're flying above the clouds, essentially. And it's nothing but clear skies up there. And they can do whatever they want. And I think whenever we try to put labels on alphas, or alphas put labels on themselves, that's even worse. They are limiting what they can really do. Here's the thing, like that old saying, you never know unless you ask, right? Well, when you apply it to alphahood, alphas who are self-actualized aren't afraid to demand something and take it. True alphas, I should say. You know, there's lots of alphas, but they haven't fully embraced their purpose or accepted what they can really do with their alphahood. And a lot of them maybe aren't even that interested in finding out. But for the ones who are really embracing alphahood, they are not afraid of anything. They're not afraid of any taboo, which is why, you know, in my time on the website, I've covered a lot of controversial topics on the website, including incest, including rape, when I receive, you know, hate mail in the past, or like shocked reactions in the past about those stories, it's mainly because we can't believe that they can get away with whatever they want. They just do whatever they want, and they're fearless. But if you understand hierarchy and you believe hierarchy, that should be natural. You know, we should expect that from alphas. In fact, I consider that to be like an indicator of alphahood. How brazen is that alpha? You know, what kinds of situations do they get into? Because real alphas want to push boundaries. They want to stretch their muscles, you know. And it's kind of like in Superman, when Superman was young and he discovered he could leap really far or run really fast. He got out there in the cornfields and ran and jumped because he was experimenting with these powers they discovered he had. Well, alphas are like that, you know. And real alphas discover that how, even from an early age, that males are submitting to them, and that they can push that and take more. And so I think that this podcast episode is a little bit more skewed toward alphas. It's my encouragement to alphas to not be afraid to push the boundaries of what you can do as alphas. If you believe you're an alpha, then you should take whatever you want all the time, because you know, based on what you understand about hierarchy, that people are going to submit to you and they're going to give you what you demand. So take it, you know, embrace what you are, and that way you'll be much more fulfilled in your alphahood. Now, by the same token, and to a lesser degree, faggots should not be afraid either about embracing their faghood, because if you know something about hierarchy, you'll understand that being a faggot triggers alphas into being dominant, okay? It's sort of like a physics equation, you know, where two gravitational forces attracting each other all the time. I've often given faggots the advice that, you know, wear chastity in the locker room and gym. I just had a question from readers recently where they said that they took that advice and they were snatched up by an alpha in the locker room. So if you are a self-actualized faggot and you embrace what you are and you embrace the truth about hierarchy, you're going to be less afraid to approach alphas and submit to them, because you'll understand that by your submission, you are going to get a reaction that's probably more positive than you think it's going to be. And so I just want you to understand that these are important concepts. The magnetism of hierarchy draws these polar opposite roles together in some shape. It's not always sexual, but like there's always an attraction of some kind. So that's what I want to tell you, I think, today. I mean, I'm really, really tired, so I didn't work on this one as much as I normally do, but I hope you get what I'm saying, because that understanding has always helped me be more bold as a faggot. So anyway, I guess I will talk to you next week. Sorry about the hiatus. It was sort of unintentional, but I should be back on schedule next week. So until then, I will talk to you later, okay? Love ya. Bye.